You've been claiming that corner for an awfully long time, haven't you, my bride? No, I agree. My house is very large, of course. You could fit three or four of those little huts from your village in this room alone. But an hour to mop one corner of the room is a little long. Don't get me wrong. I'm not at all surprised. Doing a poor job on purpose is one of the most common ways you humans rebel. It's honestly pretty adorable. You can't hope to fight me, and you can't escape either. My space warping spell is always in effect around my home. But you're still mad about becoming my bride. So you decided that maybe you could get your revenge by mopping too slow, or not using enough soap when washing my clothes, or putting too much spice in my food. When my brides discover that I'm not the guardian spirit they thought I was, there's always some meager little show of rebellion, so I'm used to it. Though you're being much bolder about it than any of them. I suppose it's because you didn't want to be a sacrifice in the first place. But don't you think you're misplacing your anger? I'm not the one who put you on that altar, am I? You really ought to be more grateful to me. There are only two reasons a human ends up on that altar. Because they want to leave the village, or because the village wants them to leave. Either way, I take them into my home, feed them, clothe them, care for them. Of course, you do have chores to do, but what are you really expecting? For me to wait on you hand and foot without compensation? And as for not allowing you to leave, well, I'm afraid that's just a necessity. If you run back and tell the village all about me, then everything will change. I don't really relish the idea of having to deal with angry villagers everywhere I go. Not that they could hurt me. It would just be an enormous pain. The point is, you're benefiting tremendously by being my bride. The famine is still raging in the village, but here, you haven't missed a single meal. It's actually starting to get frustrating. Most of my brides are just a little put out when they realize their image of me was false. It makes their little rebellions charming. You, on the other hand, look at me with such contempt. I'm not a fan of getting dirty looks when walking through my own home. Have you considered what would happen to you if I decided you weren't worth keeping anymore? Well, honestly, neither have I. At least, not recently. When this whole living sacrifice practice started, I figured that if any humans weren't earning their keep, I'd just kill them. Shh, relax, relax. I'm not threatening you. At least, not threatening your life. You see, the problem is, you humans have really started to grow on me. You're like, little rabbits. I saw you as wild animals when I first arrived in this land, but now, it would truly break my heart to harm one of you. And besides, I haven't really had to come up with any sort of punishment system or anything. I've gotten really good at bringing out the subservient side in my brides. It's easy when you literally can't go anywhere. Besides, I'm generally quite patient. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, I don't want to punish you, and I don't know how I would punish you. But if you keep getting on my nerves, I might have to start getting creative. Do your worst. I suppose that was supposed to sound brave. How precious. But why invite punishments upon yourself? I just don't understand you. You're different from all my other brides. A few centuries ago, I never would have imagined that this would be my life. Caring for a bunch of weak little creatures, trying to figure out how they think. You think I'm here because I want to be. The only one of my kind in this whole world. Living in a solitary house in the middle of a forest. No, my dear, I'm stranded here, stranded for life. My people are powerful beings of great magic. We learned to sail across the aether, to cross into other realities. We're explorers. I was working aboard an aether ship, one of our largest, in fact. I wasn't the captain or anything, but I had high standing among our crew. It was exciting to work on such a vessel, but it's always risky. The aether isn't a place that's meant for physical beings. We got caught in a royal. A royal is like... Well, never mind, it's not important. The point is, I was flung off the ship. Honestly, I was unbelievably lucky to be flung to another world. Usually in that situation, a castaway will float through the aether forever. Literally forever, since you don't age there. A terrible, terrible fate. One that all my kind fear. But instead, I ended up here. I traveled through your world for a long time, looking to see if there was any way for me to return home, but unfortunately, your people are hopelessly weak, with barely any hint of magical potential. So I resigned myself to my fate and settled down here. This is a funny little world, filled with funny little creatures. Imagine if you were in my position, lost in a world full of little talking rabbits. They're weak and primitive, and their lifespans are fleeting. You might even end up doing what I've done, keeping the ones that offer themselves to you. Look after them so you have a bit of companionship. That's quite a different expression from the one you had earlier, my little bride. But you don't need to pity me. I've made the best of my situation. I have all the basic necessities. And you humans are an endless source of entertainment. I'll always be a bit homesick, but I'm happy. In that way, we're not so different. You've been thrust from your home by circumstances beyond your control. You can wallow in self-pity for the rest of your life, thinking about all the things you're missing out on. Or focus on what you actually have. You can make your own choice, of course, but I must say that I'm partial to the latter. Well, well. Had a change of heart? Well, I'm delighted to see you putting some heart into it. You might finish your chores for today in time to actually relax for once. Maybe we could enjoy that time together even. But I think I'll leave you to it for now. Come find me when you're finished, and we can work out a nice reward for you. I'm not accustomed to giving out punishments, but I've always given gifts for good behavior. Oh, but one more thing. You haven't been speaking to any of the other brides. I imagine you resent them in a way. I'm not sure whether that's because they remind you of the villagers that betrayed you, or because you worry they represent your future. Both are understandable, but I'd recommend you learn to play nice. They're the only other humans you can interact with. Now, take care. I'll see you later, my cute little bride.